was that happened yesterday, the Tumi Yishon, the two Eitim said, yesterday you were Tumi. And he says now that today he's not Tumi anymore. So then, my Shinoch Chalov and Abiyas Migdash, the Dumoy delay, that the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because when he says he did not eat Chalev, not going to the Beis Migdash, the Imrod Tsuyem Amezer Yisi, that he could have said what he was amazed. So we believe him when he says lo yechalti, that we explain that he meant to say do not eat b'shoyg above amazed. We believe him to explain himself. If so, tumi yishamanami. Then when two Adam says he became tummy yesterday, so what? And he says no, I did not become tummy. We should believe him. It should also be mitarz dibu. We should explain his words like this. If the person what he meant to say, we want, he could have said lo yamarati b'tumosi yelo tivalti. I am not still tummy. But rather, I went to the mikvah. So if the two Eitim said he became Tommy yesterday, so we should believe when he says, Leibnitzmeis, I did not become Tommy, meaning to say that I went to the mikvah yesterday, and therefore today I'm Torah completely, and he's later going to the Beis HaMikdash. So what did the Rabbanon say? I do not admit my Tumah. So what's the pshat here? What did the Rabbanon argue? Some Rabbina says, so the Chur, the Havimin, what we're talking about now with Tumah, Chadosha, or Tumah today. So you see, and here, since the two Eitim said you became Tommy today, there we don't believe you, because you can't explain that you went to the mikvah today, it still won't help you, you'll still be Tommy. So who is to clear the Pshat Rabbanan is not that you believed against two Eitim, but we only believe you when we can explain your words, that's what you meant to say. But when we can't explain your words, like by Tumah Chadosha, then you're not Neman. So who you have right, the Rabbanan hold, it's only because we could explain your words, and not by Tumah Chadosha. Samara says no. Amr Ravina says, the Olam really will tell you about Tumi Yishana. We're talking about now, but after only your Tumi Yishana. Tumi came yesterday. So the question is then, why did the Chum say we don't believe him? Why not? Why can we metarz de bure? So Mazal Goyin, the Amr Layedim, or Chal to Kodishim Betumas Aguf. To Adim said, we saw you eat yesterday Kodishim when you were Tumi. Vuaymelon, he says back to him, Lein it Mesi, no, I was not Tumi yesterday. See, if for sure is going directly against what the two Adam said, it's not enough to say he went to the mikvah today, or even yesterday, so what? But the two Adam are saying, we saw you eat kochim when you were tummy. So if he says, no, I did not eat it when I was tummy, there we don't believe him. Here we can't explain what he says. Here you can't say that you're not still tummy, but you went to the mikvah. Why does it help you? But that doesn't help you. They're saying you ate it when you were tummy. So even if you went to the mikvah afterwards, still you're chayiv. So my omelon, what do the edim mean? What does this person mean to answer back? Tovalti v'yachalti, that I went to the mikvah and then I ate it. If so, ki omelon hochi, ichesh le dibure kama, miyu betuma maga, that I call upon him being machish, what the two edim said. The two edim said that yesterday you were tummy, and we saw you eat the kachim, we saw you touch the kachim, that you made the kachim tummy. And you're saying, no, you never made the kachim tummy. So for that much, you're not Nemon. That's going your head-on collision, you're going directly against the two Adim. Like, we can't explain your words at all over there. Because there the pshat is, like they're saying, yesterday you were tummy, you touched kachim. So you're not Nemon to say you weren't tummy yesterday. So that's what the Chum argue. Here. So that's the pshat. So Pachi is smashed, but then the pshat from the Chum is, they only believe because we say metastin in the world when we could explain your words. But in the case where we cannot explain your words, then you're not Nema to disagree with the two Edom. Omer Rav Nachman says, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Nachman says, we passing like Rav Yehuda. That Yehuda is the one that says here, Pasha, no, that we always leave the person, he's even Nema against two Edom. Rav Yehuda's Lashon was here, Nema Nodam Lema Latim, Yesu Meish, period. The mashma not because metafsina de burei, but stam nageet de kapora, we believe the person more than to aid him. See, Paschal is like Reb Yehuda. Omer Reb Yosef said, loy omruela beinoy lebenatzmoy. Uli atzmoy, that we believe you more than to aid him is only nageet to yourself, between you and yourself, and only nageet to yourself, not nageet to somebody else. Like if somebody else wants to know, could I eat this tyrus that you touched, avada no. The gay to anybody else, since two Adam said you were Tomei, the gay to anybody else, we have to act as if you were Tomei. And the other people cannot touch you, cannot eat from your kachim. Anybody else has to rather believe the two Adam. It's only you swore that you yourself have a right to say, I have no doubt about the matter. For me, there's no suffix, so for you, you don't have to listen to the two Adam. You could act like you tore. But negate to anybody else, avada, we have to leave the two eidim better, and you'll be tom negate to anybody else. Omer Rosh Lakish says though, Moedi Rabbi Melech Chachamim, Ramei is the one that says we believe the two eidim always more than him, but in one place Ramei agrees to Chachamim, Shem Omer Loi Shnayim Ba'alta Shifcha Charufa. If two eidim say to this man, we saw you live with a Shifcha Charufa, and Yechai the Korbin Oshem. For Waiman, he says back, Loi Bi'alta, no, I did not live with her. His Mammon, even Ramei agrees we believe the person more than two eidim. Question is why? Because here it's a better metasina de burai, the boyomalon. If the person wants, we could have said back to him, loy gomarti biyosi. As if to say, I did not do the chet at all. You say I live with the shivcha. I can say, even though I live with her, I only made a tchilas bi at the beginning. I didn't go into her completely. We learned before the apostle says shivcha zera, yoni chayv if you make a gemar bia. See here, the person remembered to say he didn't do an aver at all. See here, Rameya says, we believe him. Hashem came before when the two eidim said you ate chalif. So Ramea says we don't believe you if he says he didn't eat. The Chum say we believe him to say he did not eat it b'shoigi but b'mezid. So he's telling us he did a big aver, he ate it b'mezid. That Ramea says no, we don't believe you. We don't believe you to say you did a bigger avera. But over here the pshat is Ramea believes the person if he says he didn't do an aver at all. Like he's telling us I didn't do anything wrong. I live with the b'morah only with a tchilas bia. There's no, that's not the Yisra Torah. The Yisra Torah is only to make a gemar bia. See, when the person has the right to say, I didn't do anything wrong, here even Rav Meir also would have believed the person, and it'd be Neman. Omer Rav Sheish says, also, Moedir Rav Meir also agrees to Chomim, that there is a time we'll believe the person more than to aid him, Benozir Tomei, in the case where the Nozir is Tomei. Sha'omru Lo Yishnayim, two people said to him, Nitmesa. Two people said to this Nozir, we saw you become Tomei. For why am I learning to Mason? And Nazir says, no, I did not become Tomei. So Ramei also agrees, we believe him, and he's parted from being in a carbon now. Why? Because the boy Yomar Nishalti on Nizori. Again, the person could have said, I didn't do an aver at all. The person wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I didn't do anything wrong at all. He could have said, I was sure, I took off my Naziris. And if he sure went to a Chokhlan to be matter the Nazir, the Naziris, he's allowed to be Matamal Mason then. So now that he says Loinit it may see, Rameya believes him. So the kid says, Rameya believes him if he has a migu, that he could have said he didn't do anything wrong at all, that's a migu taif. So then Rameya agrees, admits that we believe him, and Mestom will be metasim in the burei. Rameya only argues in the Mishnah if the person says, Lo yachalti, I did not eat, and he wanted to tell me, meant to say, did not eat a b'shoiga, but he ate a b'mezid. So he's saying, did a big aveira, there Rameya says we don't believe him. But if the person has a way out to say, I didn't do anything wrong at all, then even Ramea says we believe him. Omer Abaye says, Moedi Ramea agrees to Chomim, Shemom Rulo Shnaim, if two people say to him like this, Yodei Ato Beidis Pleini, we know that you know Eidis for Ruvain. So we're telling you now, come and say Eidis, and not left to swear. Two Eidim say, we know for sure this person knows the Eidis. Vuayman, this person says back, no, lo yadati, I did not know the Eidis. And he swore, and he still says, I do not know it. So Lachar is potter, he's potter from the Korban Shua. Why? Because the Ibo Yom, if want, he could have said, Lainis Kavanti Liedis, the person could have said like this. Not that I really didn't see the Eidis. Really, I saw the Eidis. But the Maestro is when I saw it, I had in mind, Padavka, not to be an aid. I had in mind not to be an aid. So if you have in mind not to be an aid, you're possibly Eidis. So that's why, again, he could have said, Lainis Kavanti Liedis. I never had intentions of being an aide. So even though really I saw it, I have a right to say I didn't see it, meaning I'm not a good aide. So in such a case, again, when a person has a right to say I didn't do anything wrong, Ramea then believes him with this matasina de burra. Then Ramea agrees. Ramea only argues if he has to say I did something wrong, then we don't believe him. Then the Mishnah says, Ochal chelev v'chelev b'lamach. Let's say the guy eats one kezayas of chelev, then another kezayas, and another kezayas, was all in one forgetting, says only chayv one korban. Maskal or Abzera, Amai ain't a chayv alachav sakas. Why you only chayv one chatis? I vod days zayis chelav ochel. Amai see two different kezayim of chelav. So why is the chayv a chatis each one separately? Some lay Abaye. It's back simple. Ha'alom is mechulakis. It's only if you forgot and remembered in between. So every time you remember, that makes it for new aver yichayv a new korban. But vochel amachas. So here it's all in one big forgetting. The ikah. Since it's all he forgot, no, he ate chalev, and he forgot it's also, and he kept on eating it. So since it's in one forgetting, it's only chayv one korban. Ika demach shlohachis. Let me ask a question like this. Time medelamachas. Why do we say it's only chayiv one? Because it's one forgetting. Hobishtel as mashu would be two forgettings. Chayiv shtam would be chayiv twice. Amai shame chelavechru. Why it's only one issa chelav? So why is it chayiv two chatois? Omalei abaya. By his back simple. Halom is mechulakim. No. Lamais is a different helam here. Since a different helam, the halom is his mechulakim. Every time, like you've forgotten, then you remember every yediyah, every remembering you have. That's mechalam makes into new ma'isa. Therefore, you v'chayiv two chatois. Ocha chelav adam l'pegav noyis v'chayim, which says, but let's say eats different averus, even though it's all in one forgetting, his chayiv chatos each one separately. So now, mimin echad chayiv pshita. Then the Mishnah says, let's say eats a chati gezayis chelav, and then again a chati gezayis chelav. So his chayiv chatos. But if he ate a chatzi gezayis of chel and a chatzi gezayis of pigla and of noisa, if it's behel mechod, he's potter. For the more min echel, if he eats a chatzi gezayis, then another chatzi gezayis, chur pshiti yechayiv, avada. The mice, you wait now a gezayis of chel with one forgetting, avada yechayiv a korban. Om Rashlokish, Rashlokish said, the Chiddush mission is like this. Om Rashlokish, mishum ba tutini, kagoin sheochlu bishnei tamchuyim. We're talking about now, you add these two chatzoyizayisim in two separate plates. And you ate it in one plate, then you ate the other plate. That's Chiddush in the Mishnah, still Yechayv HaKorban. And the Chiddush is, Valibut Rav Yeshua, the Yom that he holds Tamchuyim Mechulokim, that since you eat in two separate plates, he holds the Moshkel, if you ate one Kezayis from one plate, then another Kezayis from another plate, he holds Yechayv Tuchatois. Because each plate is Mechalik. So according to him, I would have thought to say, Mal the Tema, I would have thought to say like this. Mal the Tema, Kiyam Rabbi Yeshua Leshna Lakulav Leshna Lachumra. He even says that Lakulav Ros, like in our case here, where he ate a Chatzi Kizayis of Chelik from one plate, then he ate another Chatzi Kizayis from another plate. So I would have thought to say, according to him, he's potter from a korban. Because since he ate from two separate plates, it's like two separate actions, each one by itself, he's potter. Is Kamashmulan no dechayiv, Kamashmulan yechayiv. Alma, what do we see? Lachumra Oma Lakulu Layomar. That he says two separate plates, like two separate actions, that's only l'chumra. If in each place was a kezayis, say he holds yechayiv two chatois. But here, where each place was only a chati kezayis, so he doesn't say l'kula is called like two separate plates, but here he would admit it's like one plate and you'd be chayiv. Yeah. Alma l'chumra alma l'kula lo yama. Ikad yami something like this. Al seifa mishnei minim pote pshita. The seifa says what? That from Shnei Minim is potter, if he ate a chatzi gezayis of chelif, a chatzi gezayis of noiser, a chatzi gezayis of pigul, that you potter. Chashkar is chur pshita, avada. Each one was only a chatzi gezayis, you can't put the two together. Avada, you potter. Some reshlok, on this reshlok, it says, Mishum ba tutini, after the kagoyin, the case is, Shochlo bishnei tamchuyim. We're talking about now, he ate from two separate plates. That's the Chiddush. Falibut Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chiddush is according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Yom that he holds Tanchuyim Mechulokim. He holds if you ate from two separate plates, it's Mechalik. If you ate a Kezayis Chelet from one plate, then another Kezayis from another plate, he holds a Chayiv two Chatois. So it's like this. The Mother Time, I would have thought to say, Kiyom Rabbi Yeshua Lechumra. When did he say the two separate plates is Mechalik on the Lechumra? Abu Lekulu Layama. But he does not say it Lekula. That what, since it's two separate, I would have said it's like one plate. Kamashmula, no, that mi beis minim potter. The only reason why you potter is because it's two different minim. That what, it was a chatzi gezayis of chelif and a chatzi gezayis of noiser. But mashmula, if it would have been a chatzi gezayis of chelif and another chatzi gezayis of chelif, then you'd be chayif. Now, my mi beis minim, what does it mean to say mi beis minim? And what does it mean, my mi beis minim? It means we min echadu. Really, it's one min. The amai korle beis minim mishum the yochle beis that we ate it from two different plates. Uktani potter still says you potter over here. So if that's beyond the sefer. Mashma two separate plates. You potter. So even though each one was a chatzi gezayis, but since it's in a separate plate, you potter. Alma, what do you see then? Loishna l'kul loishna l'chumra. Kamer mishua that you take a potter. If that's beyond the sefer, so it's a klisistira. Mi the sefer min echod ushnei tamchuyim. You want to have a shan the sefer is that it's one piece of chelav. Just since it's in two separate plates, it's your potter. Because he holds even lakula. Since he ate them in two separate plates, you can't put the two together. So each one by itself was only a chatzi gezayis. Your potter.
If so, reisha min echad v'tamchui echad. Then the reisha, one min must means in one plate, pshita yichayiv. So that can be pshat in the Mishnah. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So Moses says rather like this. Omer Ravina, we're going shahoy salo yediyah bein tayim. We're talking about right now that it was yediyah. Avad we're talking about now, it means it was a chatzik zayis chaylev in one plate, and a chatzik zayis in another plate. And he ate them together, and the chiddush is that yichayiv. What's the chiddush though? Going choice lo yediyah bein tayim. He ate one chatzik zayis, and after he ate it, you realize you ate an avera. And then you forgot and you ate another chatzik zayis. So chiddush is v'libud rav gamliel diyama ein yediyah lechatzik shir. That even though you remembered in between, still here you bechayiv chatzis. Because the yediyah that you realized in between was only on a chatzik shir. That's not called the good yediyah. If you talk and remember you did the avera, you did, you chayiv a korban for that. Then you forget and do something else. It's called a separate mice altogether. You can't put the two together. But over here, the first one was only a chatzik zayis. That's a chatzik shir. You're not chayiv for that. That yediyah means nothing. There's none. We learn like this. Ha-koisev shtay oisev. Somebody writes two oisev. Pishtei alomis. He forgot. He wrote one oisev and he forgot. Was Shabbos. Then he reminded himself and he forgot again. Achor shach zach zarvis, and Gamliel mechayiv, and Gamliel says yechayiv achatis. The chavim poitrim, and Gamliel savar ein yedil achatishir. Even though in between you realized it was Shabbos, but since you only realized you did a navera of a chatishir, that's not called a navera. So when you forget again it was Shabbos and did the second chatishir, the ma'aseh is called you did a complete shir on Shabbos yechayiv achatis. For Rabbanan Tzar we know yesh yedil achatishir. Then when you realize in between that it's Shabbos. So you wrote now one ois on Shabbos, so without the Bzai it's called that you did a chet on Shabbos, and you had a yediyah. So you remembered, but you're not chayav a chat, it was only a chatzi shir, it was only one ois. But it's not mitzaref anymore to the second ksiva, because it's not one helam, it's two separate alamis. That's the machlokes, if you remember something with a chatzi shir, are you chayav or not? That's pshana Mishnah Rosh, the Mishnah Rosh is talking about yed a chatzi kazayis of chaylev at two separate times, and you remembered in between. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is still yechayiv a korban, because since that yediyah in between was on a chatzi shir, a yediyah of a chatzi shir means nothing. Now the Mishnah says, "Kami yishor v'yichn." How long do you have to wait in between eating food? Kilo oichel to say it's like called one achila. Yeah, this is a case here. Let's say a guy eats. He eats now shnei two chatzoy zaitzim from one min. The Mishnah before says mstarif, but how fast do you have to eat them together to make it like one shear? So Mishnah says kilu achlan kloyis, like eating a barley or a roasted barley, roasted wheat. Right, nice means kilu achlan garni, like eating seeds. Perurim, but that means you have to eat them fast one after another, like your mamish eating seeds. That's the first sheet here. Is kilu achlan kloyis divra b'meya. That's the main sheet. But if you stop eating, it's time mstarif. That's what we hold. As long as you do not wait like 2 or 3 minutes in between, as long as it takes you to eat achilas pras, means a half a loaf of bread, it's still called the shear of an achilas mitzaref and yichayiv. Ochal oichlan tumeim. Let's say eight oichlan tumeim. Veshos kamashkum tumeim. Shoshos revius yain. We also drink revius yain nichlas lamidush. Veshoy kade achilas pras chayiv, and you wait kade achilas pras. Yechayiv. What's this going on? Och oichlan tmeim. Oichlan tmeim means in the shir chre achilas pras. Or else yeshosha mashkin tmeim revius. Or else you drank revius yayin. So Shas Revius Yain v'Nichlas LeMikdash Fishor Nakadei Achilas Pras. So Fishor Beachilo Abishtir Kadei Achilas Pras Shir Ashir Hoy Kadei Achilas Pras Lema Shem Lashos V'Chilas Chatzi Pras Shel Oichlan Temei Mashtir Revius. Starting from Oichlan Temei. It means Mishnah. Was it didn't wait more than this? Just didn't say you only waited just Kadei Achilas Pras. Then he's Chayiv. So then he's Chayiv. As long as you didn't wait longer than this year, then you're Chayiv. If he took a break in between, I mean the case where he drank wine, he did not drink it in one shot, but rather he drank it in two shots, he had a hefsik in between, or he puts a little bit of water into this revius of yayin, then he drinks, it goes into the base of mitzvah, because you have to drink only yayin v'sheichel ateisht, a revius of yayin, but here that you put some water into, you dilute it a little bit, will also hold your potter. Skit tassus machloik is about mistarif lechilas pras. Yiboylu, remei lechum rekoma lekulu koma, lechum rekoma bachi koma, kilo oichol kolois, diafilu kulu yoimam, no matter how long you want to eat these roasted beans, the whole day long. So he means maybe lechum, as long as you want, it could take you. As long as it takes your teeth, you can stay mitzarfit. And at this, the Rabbanu said back, no, the yachi yishov echilas pras, you can't mitzarfit anymore, the mechayiv. Yosem de echilas pras, a potter. So maybe a may attack is a chumr to say, as long as you're eating, if it takes you 20 minutes to eat this one kizai, you still you be chayiv. And the Rabbanu said back, no, if it takes you more than these 2 or 3 minutes, you're potter. Or do a maybe the kula come, the dochik toni. Kilo echa klois means, v'hud lo yifsik ben ebenei. You only chayiv if you eat straight without a break in between. But yifsik ben, if you break in between, alpha gad v'chilo b'yatzor d'ichlis pras is potter. Even though the break was only a minute in between, and you finished those things within a minute and a half, still you'd be potter. On this, v'yom the bonus say back to him, no. Kiv v'n v'chilo b'yatzor d'ichlis prasu, chayiv. So the shahs were maybe mean l'kulo l'chumru. Toshma b'chol moimim at yishor b'chilas pras mitchilu b'yatzoif.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll start over again this last one. The Gemishnah, we'll start over again tomorrow. We'll do this last Gemara over again. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that for Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. We'll just start over again from the last mission that we'll start over again. Again, it's Kami Yeshua Beichon. How long do you have time to wait when you eat? Kilu Eichel Kloyes Di Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Shittu is, as long as you eat a kisayt, like eating Kloyes, like eating roasted wheat. So Chomer Nechom say, Achi Yeshua Metchilu V'yatzok V'yachilus Pras. Any achila, you have to eat a kezayis, you have to finish it from the beginning until the end, how long it takes your teeth in achila's pras. The achila's pras, that's a half a loaf of bread, Rashi says it's dalet beitzim, the size of 4 eggs. As long as it takes you, I think we say now the mice, 2 minutes, some say 3 minutes, between 2 and 3 minutes, you have to finish eating the kezayis. Then you chayiv. If it takes you longer than that, then your pot is not called yet an achila. It's not called one achila. What's going to be ochal oichlan temeim? Somebody ate food that's tamei, the lacher is it makes your body tamei. Or else for shosha mashkin tameim, you drank mashkin that's tameim. The same thing. So here we ochel oichlin tameim, you eat tamedika food. Or else for shosha mashkin tameim, so lacher is you become tamei. But you have to eat these also in the achilas pras. Shosha revius yain, or else somebody drank revius of wine. For nichtas le mikdash, you went to the base of mikdash. Says chai for that. So all these cases, v'shok, the achilas pras chayiv. If he only waited from the beginning until the end of the drinking of the shrevius, like the achilas pras, he'll be chayiv. But if he waited longer, it's not mitzarev, then he'll be potter. Rebbe Elazar Oymer, in posak bo, by the drinking the shrevius yain, if you waited a little bit in between, he also potter ready. Or yimnosam bo mayim kol shupot, if you put a little bit of water in it, also you potter. If Lezol's the only chayiv going into the base mikdash, if he drank a complete revius of wine without a stop, without a break. Now he boiled up a question like this: Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah, that how long do you have to wait in between by eating? He holds kilo eichel klois, like eating roasted wheat, but you keep on eating them. So the question is: he boiled Rabbi Meir lechum rukam, is he a bigger machmir? To say that you chayiv, even though you eat a longer time than ekdei achilas pras, or lekulu kam, or he's being maker, say no, you potter. Say like this, lechumra kam is the pshat Rav Meir is being more machmir lechumra v'ochi ketoni. This is what Rav Meir means to say. Kilo oichu kloyis means we have to look how long it takes you to eat these roasted wheat. Kilo oichu kloyis, like small particles, tiyafilu kulu yoyma, even if it takes you a whole day to eat it. That you cut up your revius or kezayis into very small pieces and eat it nice and slow. Even though you waited from the beginning of eating until the end of eating more than these 2 or 3 minutes, more than the time is the achilas pras, still yichayiv. Kivun demoshka achilosai mechayiv.
since Lamaisa, that's how long it, like, you're continuously eating. So Rashi says like this, if you take up your kezayis and make it into crumbs, and you eat it nice and slowly, keep on eating one after another, let's say it'll take you 2 hours to eat it. So he holds then, even if you wait in between 2 hours, still you'll be chayiv. So means to me, l'chumra, as long as it will take you to eat it nice and slow, small pieces, piece by piece. Maybe that's what may shit l'chumra. And on this, v'yomu l'rabbonim, the rabbonim say back, no, d'yachi yishor v'dechil pras, hu d'chayiv. Only if you eat the kezayis within the length of time, how long it takes you to eat this achilas pras, this half loaf of bread. But yoisim at the achilas pras, if you waited longer, from the beginning until the end, you waited more than these 2 or 3 minutes, then you'd be potter. So that's one way to learn the machlekes. I don't know, maybe no. Lekulukam, every Rabmei is a bigger mekel. Dochi ketorin, this is what Rabmei means to say. Kilo echo kloyis, one of your chayiv, if you eat it straight, without a break, like you'd eat small pieces. For who do la yistik b'nei b'nei, you did not stop at all. Ah, well, the yistik b'nei b'nei, but if at any time you would stop eating at all, even for a second, af agav de metchilo v'yatsoy v'dechilos pras, even though you finish the whole thing within 2 minutes, still you be potter. The liver of Meir is a bigger mekel. Meir is the only chayiv if you finish it within achilos pras, but also you don't stop at all in between. But if you'd stop in between, you'd be potter. And this, v'yomu l'rabbonim, the rabbonim said back, no, kivu de metchilo v'yatsoy v'dechilos pras, since you finished it from the beginning until the end, within these 2 or 3 minutes, even though you waited in between, still you be chayiv. That the shavu is Ramei Lechum or Ramei Lemekel. So what's the Tarshma coming here? So the Chom and the Chom say, Ach Yishor B'Techil's Pras, Metchil B'Yatzav. The Chom say that Yechayiv, if you do not wait longer than Achil's Pras, Metchil B'Yatzav. That's what the Chom say. Ach Yishor. So like this.